Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Taz and the Moose with you here on this Friday morning on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Who understands that it's not just a mortgage, it's your mortgage? That's the difference. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. You've got Mike and Pete across the way. Heller with your updates. We got another hour left to play with. We did college picks, wrapping up hour number two. NFL picks come your way a little bit later on this hour.
And we kick
off this hour. What do you need to know on this Friday morning? Waking up? Heading off to work, listening on the overnight here on the West Coast, whatever it might be. Here you go, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Myles Garrett uses helmet to hit Mason Rudolph over the head.
Nasty, ugly. Let's listen, we've been talking about it all morning long. It's dominating the conversation, the sports landscape. 21-7 victory between the Browns and the Steelers. We know hated rivalry in Cleveland last night. The Browns win the game going away. Rudolph struggled. Number of injuries for the Steelers during the course of the game. Juju Smith-Schuster, they got ravaged by injury, losing a couple wide receivers as well. Rudolph didn't really have much to throw to. And then at the end of the game, Myles Garrett, who got fined earlier on in the regular season, remember that hit on Simeon for the Jets, which was a nasty hit. He's had five personal foul penalties called on him, not just this year. I'm talking about over the course of his career. He's a wonderful defensive player. We know that. And he was great coming out of college out of Texas A&M. And last night, at the end of the game, with about 8 seconds to go in regulation, there was a skirmish that turned into basically an all-out brawl.
Yeah.
As Rudolph did not take too kindly to the way that he was taken to the field, Garrett ripped his helmet off. DeCastro was engaged with Myles Garrett at the time. Garrett then took the helmet of Mason Rudolph and hit him over the top of the head with it. Then he was taken to the ground. Pouncey comes in and basically it results in like a street brawl where Pouncey is jumping on, kicking and punching and everything and the like. It was just downright nasty. And for Myles Garrett, he's going to face a big-time suspension and a big-time fine by the National Football League. I would be stunned if he plays again this year, and I think it could be a suspension. As we had a number of callers earlier on the show, Taz. I think that suspension could leak into next year as well.
Yeah, it would shock me, too, if he's not out the rest of the year. And we had a long conversation about this earlier, and thank you for all the great calls from people out there listening. So we appreciate the audience doing that. Check out the podcast if you want, wherever you get your podcast of Taz and Moose. You can hear that whole conversation. But, yeah, it's a shame what happened here with Garrett. I mean, as you pointed out earlier this morning, it's a good thing that when Garrett swung that helmet and hit Mason Rudolph, it's good that the bottom of the helmet, where like your head goes in, the whole part hit Mason Rudolph, not the crown of the helmet. He could have potentially split this kid's head open, and God forbid, did a lot of damage to his skull. I mean, and that's no joke. A guy is big and powerful, and aggressive, and in that testosterone levels at a whole new high when you're in a rage like Garrett was. I mean, just he could do a lot of damage. He's a powerful, powerful athlete, but. Mason Rudolph was okay, and I have no problem, neither did you, with Pouncey, the offensive lineman for the Steelers, coming over.
No issue.
And working towards his name and pouncing on Myles Garrett and just hit him with a plethora of punches. And you could tell that Pouncey knows how to fight. That guy's not playing around. So, and he kicked him. I know that. It's a bad scene. It's ugly. It's bad for the NFL. The whole thing's bad. I mean, it just looks really bad. And like we were saying, you know, this is going to be swift. But it could be by the time we're off the air today, maybe an hour later, you hear the news that he got suspended for the rest of the year or whatnot. I don't know, man. It's bad. The whole thing is just really bad.
It was an ugly scene. Let's hear from the Browns head coach first. Here's Freddie Kitchens on watching one of his players do what he did last night at the end of the game.
We don't react like that no matter what. That's not an excuse for anything that Myles did at all. And we're not giving him an excuse. He doesn't want an excuse. So it doesn't matter what happened. I don't even care what happened. We've got 5 seconds to go in the game. That can't happen. We've got 5 seconds to go in the game. The biggest game that this team's won in a... Never beat Baltimore and Pittsburgh in the same year. Since they've been in 1999. And then we've got to talk about this. So there's 52 other guys in that team, on the team, that hurt. And it's going to hurt moving forward. So we don't condone that. And it's not going to – Miles understands what he did wrong, all right? He's got to maintain his composure. Just like he had to do at the start of the year. He had to maintain his composure. We got 5 seconds in the game. I'm sorry, but it's kind of like, you know, he understands.
Well, it's great that he understands. We'll get to Garrett. You could even call in a question while Myles Garrett is still in the game with a 21-7 lead at that stage.
That's a great point.
You know, why would he even have Myles Garrett in the game?
That's a great point.
The game's over. The battle's been won. You're moving on. The Steelers are not scoring 14 points in 10 seconds. So why even have Garrett in the game? Here is Garrett after the game.
That is embarrassing. Now, what I did was more foolish, and I shouldn't allow myself to slip like that. That's out of character, but a situation like that where, you know, it's an emotional game, like Larry said, and allow myself to fall into those emotions, you know, with that last play and what happened.
I got to say, the one thing I'm going to give Garrett credit on, because a lot of people are not going to give him credit for anything today, and I know a caller said earlier he didn't apologize, right? So he didn't actually apologize, which I get that. But what he also didn't do was make excuses.
Because, no, he did not do that.
Because what happened either the play previous or there's footage of Garrett and Rudolph on the ground and Rudolph prying at the helmet of.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier.
Right.
Yeah, and then
kicked him in the groin. So, you know, I mean, you never heard Garrett talk about that or make an excuse about that. So for that, I'm going to give the guy a little credit. You know what I mean? So. You know, because Rudolph's got to own up to something too, I guess.
Well, I agree with you. He did pull at Garrett's helmet, and there's the footage there of when he's getting, pulled by his helmet.
I actually just found it. Sorry.
Yeah, and you see the foot going right into the groin of Myles Garrett.
Well, when he's trying to pull the helmet off of him, you know, it's. I don't know what's going on. Stop playing. But yeah, it's pretty. Because I didn't see it last night, this part of it. To be honest with you, it was late at night, and when I watched the replays, I don't know what's going on here. But it's definitely, you could see Rudolph. I don't know what's going on here.
No worries. Yeah, you could see
internet that we have.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, you
sucks.
Right, you could definitely see it. I mean, his right cleat goes to the groin of Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve, obviously, to get hit over the head with his own helmet, but that's uncalled for as well. So that ends up in an all-out brawl, all-out fight.
Yeah, and you know, I'm just saying, Rudolph is not exactly an angel in this thing that led up to this.
Oh, no, I think Rudolph's going to be reprimanded as well.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get suspended, but I think Mason Rudolph's going to get fined.
Right.
Wouldn't you think so?
Yes.
I think he will.
I think he'll be fine.
Yes.
I think he'll be fine.
I think because it wasn't like, it's not like Myles Garrett, no one's saying the reaction is right, but it's not like it was unprovoked. I think that's the, you know, what he did was wrong. There's no place in the NFL for it, but were there certain actions taken by Mason Rudolph that were uncalled for as well? Yes. All that is true. All right, next.
Number two.
Hugh Jackson to lead Colin Kaepernick's workout.
Yes, tomorrow it is. The workout down in Atlanta at the Falcons practice facility. We've been chatting about it all week long since the news came out earlier in the week that it was going to take place this Saturday. People called into question in terms of the legitimacy of it, PR stunt. You and I, Taz, we're both in agreement. Whatever the rationale or the reason is from the National Football League. For Colin Kaepernick, here's an opportunity that 2 months ago, if you told me that the NFL would be holding a public workout and a pro day for Colin Kaepernick, I probably would say you're insane.
Right.
But it's going to transpire tomorrow nonetheless. You're more confident than I am that Kaepernick's going to get signed. I'm not saying he shouldn't be signed. I'm just a little bit more skeptical of it. And hopefully it goes well for him. And hopefully, honestly, for the NFL, for the football, I hope he gets signed by some team. I hope Colin Kaepernick is brought into the fold of the National Football League.
I think it's going to happen. I definitely think it's going to happen. I don't think all this is happening because teams are not interested in him. I think it's happening. The NFL is not just trying to be nice. I think there's interest. There's interest from a lot of teams, a couple teams. And I do think that, I do think that he's going to get signed. When I'm pausing, I'm thinking, I'm trying to think, tomorrow, what time is this again that they're doing this pro day? Do you remember the time off the top of your head?
I thought it was like in the middle of the afternoon.
Well, I think it was, there's a good handful of college games, as we know. And I'm wondering how much attention will be on. Are you going to jump away from the college games to watch the workout?
I'll flip it on. Yeah. I mean, at that stage, I might be driving down to Piscataway. But yeah, I will.
What time is that Rutgers game?
3:30.
Oh. Just get the shovels out for that one, bro.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I mean, you're a 52-point underdog.
I understand that. I know. What do you want me to say?
Exactly. Well, I think just do it at 9 a.m. Get it out of the way.
Thanks, Tess.
I mean, come on, bro. I mean, really.
I don't think it's going to be a competitive game.
It's not your fault.
Well, I've been hearing about it all week long. A buddy of mine texted me on my way home from FanDuel on Sunday night. He texted me, wow, see the Rutgers line. I go, no, what is it? 50.5. And then he texts me, I'd lay it. I go, yes, I know.
It's one of your cool sports betting friends.
I'm sure you would lay it. I doubt you're going to take Rutgers. Now the line's even gone up, so they've had even more action on Ohio State. 50.5. Now it's up to 52.5.
Do the cool sports betting men, do they always say 50.5 instead of 50.5?
Yeah, they say 50.
If one says 50.5, does that make them uncool?
Yes, yes.
That's my new thing.
Yes.
Mike. Please write that down. Jot that for a reminder in the run sheet. Thank you.
Well, now you're going to go 0.5?
That's my gimmick.
Oh, that's your gimmick. There you go.
Uncool Jones.
So we'll see what happens with this Kaepernick workout and if he indeed does get back into the NFL. But there's more than just a handful of teams. I think we're in double digits now in terms of teams that will be in attendance tomorrow at the Falcons practice facility.
Number 3.
Carmelo Anthony signs with the Portland Trail Blazers.
Oh, yeah, enough. Melo's back in the NBA. Oh, look at that. Wow, a little please. Portland Blazer love.
Oh, can I just lay out? I mean, come on.
Why?
Really, bro?
It's good.
How old is he?
Well, I mean, he's in his 30s now.
Yeah, but
he's
in mid-30s. Stop. Go away.
Well, he wanted to get back in the league. He's been knocked around, and Portland struggled this year. Can he buy into a role to be an instant offense, you know, like the microwave Vinny Johnson used to be for the Detroit Pistons years gone by? He was a guard. I know Melo's a forward, but you know what I mean. In terms of that guy and taking on that kind of a role, let's be realistic here. It's been a disaster for Melo.
Yeah.
I mean, it has since he left Denver. The Knicks didn't really end all that well. Houston was a nightmare. Everywhere he's gone, you know, Oklahoma City, remember he went to the Thunder and it was the big three of him, Westbrook, and Paul George?
Yeah.
That didn't last all that long. Remember when he scoffed at the idea of being coming off the bench?
Yep.
It's like, bench?
Bench. I don't come off the bench.
I don't come off the bench. I'm Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, well.
And now he's a member of the Portland Trailblazers. He's back in the NFL. I think the biggest...
Knicks fans miss him?
No, I don't think so.
Cuse fans miss him.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, he's the man, right?
You watch Syracuse this year, they're terrible.
I know. What happened?
I don't know. They're not getting the big recruits anymore. Biseglia rolls his eyes.
They used to...
Cold there.
Yes, it is cold. Yes, thanks, Mike.
No, but they used to... I mean, for
they used to get big-time players.
Well, because out of the city schools, out of Brooklyn, Queens, out of Manhattan, they get a lot of the kids from the Bronx.
Absolutely.
You know, and they recruit downstate here, and, you know...
You know what changed Mike Hopkins? When Hopkins left and went to Washington, because he was the coach and waiting for Boeheim, until Boeheim basically signed a contract in blood and will never leave the bench up there at Syracuse. I like Boeheim, but, I mean, Mike Hopkins was the head coach in waiting for, I would say, 10 years, for give or take, and he basically said no more. I can't. I gotta begin my other career someplace else. And when he went to Washington, Washington's getting all these big time recruits, and Syracuse's recruits are like dying on the vine.
You said Mike Hopkins. I'm thinking, man, that's my trademark lawyer. How do you know him?
Is that true?
It is. That's his name.
His name is Mike Hopkins.
That's his name. I swear to God, Mike Hopkins. That's funny. Gave him a little plug. True story.
That's funny.
Trademark lawyer Jones.
That's funny. You're like,
I'm trademarking things left and right.
You're
bro.
Like, he's not only coaching basketball, but he's handling my trademarks.
I just trademarked Taz and the Moose.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. You're out.
Thank you.
It's mine.
Thank you.
Right now, you're just a name. It's just Moose.
I look forward to the holidays.
And I branded your face, too, the cartoon.
Thank you.
That Joe drew of us. That's mine
graphics?
Also. Yeah, that's
Joker
mine.
Joker graphics?
Joker graphics. Yeah, that's mine, too. Uh-huh. So the any character of your face that you ever use going forward, I can sue you.
Oh, you can. Nice. I look forward to opening up that piece of mail. There's a lawsuit that's being pressed by Taz Incorporated.
And because I can't use my own face in the drawing?
Right. He says in the lawsuit, he owns you.
Joe, just the word moose and any kind of a cartoon of your face.
Right. That's it.
If someone draws a cartoon of your leg, no problem.
Right. Just
your face.
The moneymaker.
That's the moneymaker. So let Rutgers know. Be careful.
Let FanDuel, let all these companies you work for, SNY, let them all know. Taz wants a piece.
I want a piece. I'm in the moose business. I am in the moose business, buddy.
Yep. So there you have it. Those are your three big storylines here on this Friday morning. Melo back in the NBA, signing with the Portland Trailblazers. Miles Garrett, the brawl at the end of the Steelers game that went the Browns' way by 14 over Pittsburgh, but he's facing a long suspension by the National Football League. And certainly that is a big headline. And Colin Kaepernick's workout tomorrow down in Atlanta at the Falcons practice facility. We'll come back. We got some NFL picks for you as well. It's Taz and the Moose on this Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. That is your number to call. It is Taz and the Moose. We got NFL picks coming your way. Heller is wiping down the studio. Rich Ackerman-esque. He comes in. He's talking to me, and I thought I had it bad from Taz talking about Rutgers. He's asking me about Rutgers. He's like, man, that's going to be a tough one tomorrow, huh? And like, Brad, I mean, I know. It's going to be a long day.
You think I want you to cruise into Friday? I'm keeping you on your toes here.
I know you are. You know what the question you asked me, Taz, was? How do you do it?
That's what he said?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
That's a fair question.
How do you talk about that game? I go, Brad, be creative.
Brad, get too
much. I mean, just hammer, like right over the head.
How do you do it?
How do you do it? How exactly are you talk? And I don't want to, we're not poking fun of, they're just.
They suck.
Yeah.
I said it, not you.
Yeah. They're not a good football team.
It's like when I went off. Are you going to a company picnic party?
Picnic party.
Take two.
I wasn't invited to a picnic party.
Look, Christmas party.
Are you going? Are you going to go?
I believe I am going to go.
Heller. You're going to go? You're going to go, Heller.
I think so.
Taz has got it. Bogus on the mind.
I don't know why I do.
I mean,
because I'm mad.
Bogus is getting tweeted right now. He's like, Taz misses you. Every hour he's bringing a name. He's calling Heller Bogus Heller.
I don't know if you heard, Heller. I am not going to the Christmas party.
Yeah, I think New York City
heard that.
Is that
true?
I had a little hot take yesterday on the radio.
Snap.
You don't want to be part of this.
Al Dukes, the producer of Boomer and Geo, liked your rant.
I know you told me that offline. Yeah. I'm interested. Did they play that on the fan?
I do not know
that. That's the only way the boss would hear it.
No, I think this was an offline. I think this was an offline conversation.
You don't miss nothing. This
was an offline listening party.
Right.
They were a huddled, listening party.
They were right. Wow. Correct. I believe they were huddled around Bogus's desk and listening to it.
One more download.
Were they chuckling? You think it was the left?
No, they were left. Yeah. No, Dukes loved it.
Oh, God.
Al loves you. I mean, Dukes loved it.
Yeah.
He's like, I guess Taz is not. He said to me, I was talking to Minko, who does updates on the fan, and he goes, I guess Taz is not going to that Christmas party, huh?
I love the little radio water cooler talk. Yeah. It's good stuff.
I go, no, I don't think he's attending.
Did and Minko's like, who's Taz?
No.
He's 107 years old. Who's Taz? Cartoon?
No, at the time, we were talking to Joe Connolly. You know who Joe Connolly is?
Never heard of him.
880.
Yeah, Joe Connolly's my colleague upstairs.
I said never heard of him, and meanwhile, Hella looked at me like, how dare you?
Joe Connolly's
he's
like
a legend upstairs.
He's a radio legend on 880.
Business.
He does business updates on 880.
I have hot takes on
but it's strange
shows.
Because I had no idea what Joe Connolly looked like.
He was part of the listening party? You hear the voice, you know.
Right, he walked through the newsroom. I was like, who's that?
Joe Conley.
Like, he was wearing a sport jacket that was six times too big. I was like, who's that? And he's like, Joe Connolly. I'm like, you're Joe Connolly?
The Joe really? Connolly.
Yeah.
Did he put me over? No.
No, I didn't. Nothing. No, Taz didn't. No, you didn't. He started talking about Mink, about retirement.
Oh, the guy's, he's a relic. I like Mink. Don't get me wrong. No disrespect to the man.
He's a good man.
He's been around here. He's worked here, what, 60, 70 years? He's put up with this place?
Yes, right.
God bless him.
And since the inception. He's here since the beginning of WFAN, I should say.
Oh, life. I thought you meant like...
No, he wasn't at...
BC, before Christ? No.
Certain reports say that as a possibility, but we can't confirm it.
He is Marconi. He invented
it. The morning show on WFAN locally in New York did enjoy your rant, or at least Al did. Enjoyed your rant.
Yeah, it wasn't...
I'm sure it made their way to Geo.
It wasn't a bit... And I let my wife hear it because she didn't listen live. I said, yeah, tell me if I went too far.
Uncomfortable?
She goes, yeah, that's on par. That's your deal.
So yeah.
She walked out of the room.
Oh, very nice.
That's it. Went back married to, a long time.
Went back to watching some impeachment proceedings.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
During a break in the hearings.
That's exactly right.
Taz comes on.
She hit pause on the TiVo. She's like, let me hear this thing. Enough, you and Moose. I want to hear it, and I'm moving on.
Let's go. Oh, that's cool. Oh, my God.
Adam Schiff's shirt on.
Yeah.
Will you enjoy the party, Brad?
Yeah, Brad's going to be a team.
Am I the only one of the three of us that'll be there?
Well,
in the
room? There's two men behind the glass. They won't be there either. Mike and Pete.
Well, it's tough to go to a night party when you work early in the morning.
I almost just call Pete Bob. I don't know why.
I have another job that I'll probably be at.
I mean, I only will probably go for the first hour because I believe the next day I'm going to be filling in for Bogus.
Well, why do you guys, you and Moose, that means... Yeah. Always have to like be braggadocious because you're doing all this other works. Like Moose does it for 2 years here. Like I always got to hear about all these other works. Braggadocious, like, well, I'll be doing another job, and you're like, well, I'll be sitting in for Bogus. Who cares? Right or wrong?
I'm just letting people know what's going on in my life.
You brought up the party. I'm just telling you if I was going or not.
I was telling you why I was not going to be attending.
I didn't need for either of your itineraries for the next 3 months of your work rates or where you're working and what day rate you're grabbing.
Right.
It's none of my business.
Well, since you brought it up, I'll be filling in for Bogus that entire week, actually.
You know what, Hella? I never liked you.
Thank you, Taz.
Now I know why.
By the way, download the Taz podcast.
Taz show. Yes, this is true. Yeah.
So, 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Times a week, Taz show podcast.
Yes.
Make sure you download it.
Yeah, make sure you download it. Just a plug. I dropped a new pod yesterday, actually.
I know.
I did. I dropped a new podcast yesterday. I dropped them left and right. You know. Whatever.
You there'll do
be
a great
more.
Job.
2020, there'll be more. I'll be doing more content. More, much
I'm
more.
Forward to
oh, yeah.
It.
Oh, yeah.
What a tease.
Much more for those wrestling fans out there. A lot more content's coming.
Do you want to know what Moose and I are doing in 2020?
Probably working multiple jobs. Where? What? What are you doing? You're doing something together. You keep looking at each other.
I didn't have an answer.
I thought you did have an answer. I'm like, what am I going to be doing? Brad?
You told us you're dropping podcasts in 2020. I thought maybe you want to know what we were doing.
Well,
I don't have an answer.
I'm doing content.
I'll be doing the occasional racing podcast with Brian Monzo. Make sure
Monzo, yes.
FAN.
Whose awkward highlighter bag is that with Sharpies? Whose bag is this here? This, Moose. What is this?
Oh, this is mine.
That's yours?
Yeah.
I'm working with this guy 2 years every day, and I've never seen that freaking thing in my life.
It's in my bag, usually.
Let me paint the picture for the audience. It's like a makeup bag with plethora of Sharpies and highlighters. And the other day, I asked him if I could borrow a pen. He's like, I don't have one.
Well, his Trapper Keeper.
He's got 20 of them.
Sometimes I don't bring my work bag in.
His Trapper Keeper's on this side. You can't see it.
See, I put, they have the holes in it, too. You put in the binder.
That's big. That's clutch.
I know. I do have a lot of pens.
He's got all that stuff. I know what I bring in this. That's what I got.
Yeah, you got a protein bar.
A Metrics bar.
Metrics bar.
Someone take it away right now.
All right.
Very nice, Brad.
This trip, as you open it on Mike.
Yes,
this report sponsored by Progressive.
Don't get thrown off, Brad.
This year, Progressive celebrates 7 years and over 700 cars given to veterans, giving thanks by providing independence for those who protect it. Learn more at KeysToProgress.com. Thursday Night Football became Thursday Night Fights in Cleveland.
So it was Myles Garrett who took the helmet off of Mason Rudolph and slammed him on the top of the head, Doug.
Oh, boy. Myles is going to get one, too. He's going to be suspended.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
That was the call on Browns radio as Myles Garrett sparked a big brawl at the end of Cleveland's 21-7 win over Pittsburgh. Here is head coach Freddie Kitchens.
We don't react like that no matter what. That's not an excuse for anything that Myles did at all. And we're not giving him an excuse. He doesn't want an excuse.
So it doesn't matter what happened.
And Mike Tomlin's perspective?
I'll keep my thoughts to myself. You guys saw what happened at the end.
Of course.
You got no comment about it?
That's exactly what I said. I got no comment.
Have you ever seen anything like that at the end of a game?
No more questions regarding that, because I'm saying nothing.
And we'll see what the NFL says about it after reviewing the play. Steelers offensive lineman Marquise Pouncey retaliated against Garrett. He was kicking him and punching him. He was ejected. So was the Browns' Larry Ogunjobi. As for the game itself, Baker Mayfield, two touchdown passes and a touchdown run. The Browns are 4-6. The Steelers are 5-5. Their four-game winning streak ended, and they lost receivers Juju Smith-Schuster and Diontae Johnson, both suffered concussions. NBA Paul George scored 33 in his Clippers debut, but they still lost to the Pelicans 132-127. Kristaps Porzingis was booed mercilessly in his return to New York. And the Knicks also gave their fans a rare chance to cheer.
10 to shoot for the Knicks, 20 seconds to go. Crowd on its feet, tie game at 101. Morris, 5 to shoot against Kleba. Step back three, knocks it down! Marcus Morris, his fifth three. He's got 20 points, and the Knicks up 104-101 with 13.2 to go.
Ed Cohen on Knicks Radio. The Knicks have three wins this season. Two are against the Mavericks. 106-103, the final. Luka Doncic had 33 and a triple-double in the loss. Giannis had 38-15. Bucks beat the Bulls. Carmelo Anthony is reportedly going to sign a non-guaranteed deal with the Blazers. Baseball's MVPs, Mike Trout in the American League, his third win in 6 years. Cody Bellinger wins his first in the NL. Will Smith, the reliever, gets a 3-year, $40 million contract from the Braves. And college hoops, Michigan State surviving on the road at Seton Hall, 76-73. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Brad. Good job, and job well done. Have yourself a wonderful weekend.
You too, guys.
Thanks,
thank
buddy.
You.
All right, here we go. You ready for some picks?
Kind of, yeah.
All right. Well, here we go.
Some the Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose NFL picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, let's get to it here. Week 11 NFL picks. One game in the books already. Taz, I mean, he's had an unbelievable year with the selections. He really has.
Every week, buddy. Every
week. You've been great. You've been fantastic. I mean, you're dominant. 9.5 game lead. Do you have? You're 22-8 on the season. I'm 12-17-1. 1-1-1 last week. Wow. Taz, you went a perfect 3-0. So there you have it. And I mean, Taz, great job by you.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, I'll talk on it for a few minutes. So. Here's the thing.
I'll lay out.
Thank you. Here's the thing. We need to discuss, which is not in this, which I blame on our producer, Mike Vasegli, who I love. We don't have how many weeks in a row that Taz was actually 3-0. That's the thing which is interesting, because there's multiple. Please, Pete, jump in here. Right?
It wasn't last week.
Pete,
last week you went 2-1.
I'm not talking about last week.
2 weeks ago,
there's been many
enough.
Weeks, though. Right?
Yeah. I think you've had two or three.
Let's just leave it at this. There's been multiple weeks that I've been 3-0.
Correct.
Want me to have more stats in here, like your last 10, your home and away splits? What do you want?
I just wanted to point that out. I just think the audience, because I've been getting people tweet me from the Wheel of a Nation saying, Taz, how many 3-0 weeks have you really had?
Nice.
It's unbelievable what you're doing, and God, let up on Moose. It's so bad how much you're beating the hell out of him on this.
Nice. Thank you.
Dude, you're getting pummeled. I know.
It's been a bad... I've been bad with the NFL. You're right. Got to rally. We'll rally.
No, you have no... You can't. I'm looking at it right now. You can't even catch up. You're 12-17-1.
No, that's not true.
Dude, I'm 22-8.
There's 21 picks left in the regular season.
Yeah, I've got... Yeah. You could collapse.
Potentially possible.
Like a front runner in the lead.
There's no way.
Hit the eighth pole and basically gasping for air. Trying to find a winner?
Well, bottom line for me, real simple deal. We're going to go, I'm going to go first. Patriots, they're going to be in Philadelphia, Moose. You know about this?
I am aware, yes. The Pats are in Philadelphia. Yes, I did look at the schedule.
Thank you.
You got it.
Home dog. The Eagles are a home dog.
Home dog.
3.5, Moose.
Yes.
They're an underdog by 3.5 points.
Correct.
I'm going to shock you here, kid. I will take the home team. I will take my 3.5.
Whoa! Give me a one. Whoa! Oh, you like the Eagles?
Yeah, dude, I do. I know it's they're due. The Eagles, I'm sorry, the Pats are due to lose here. Tough place to play. It's getting chilly. Philadelphia, that's a tough place. I know that area well. I'm telling you right now.
Mm.
Give me my 3.5, or as they say, 3.5, I'll take the Eagles.
You're going to take the Eagles. All right, good. There you have
That's called a, I can't say the word. It starts with a B, and it sounds like Halsey.
Well done. Well done. I'm going to take the Saints. I'm going to lay the 5.5 on the road in Tampa against the Buccaneers. Why? Well, you're going to, first off, I love New Orleans coming off the loss last week at home in which they got knocked around by the Atlanta Falcons. Eye-opening kind of a loss. Number two is I don't think the Bucs can do what the Falcons did last week, which was line up and run it down the throat. They're more reliant on the throwing ability of Jameis Winston, and he's kind of turned a corner to the point where people expect him to be back with Arians and the Buccaneers a year from now and next season. Now, with him throwing it, I think that plays into the Saints' defensive hands. I think Breeze will be a lot more efficient offensively. I think they're going to score. That Buccaneers' defense isn't particularly good. I'm going to lay the 5.5 with the Saints on the road in Tampa. I'd be surprised if they lose two in a row. So give me New Orleans laying 5.5. That's pick number one for me.
All right. So we got the Ravens are hosting the Texans. So the Ravens are giving the Texans 4. So here's the deal. I'm taking the Ravens in this deal. You can give the Texans their 4 all you want. Lamar Jackson has been on point. Mark Ingram has been running the ball great. That offensive line has been playing excellent. Defensively, they're locked and loaded. I mean, there's a lot of momentum. And then the league is about momentum at the end of the day. And these Baltimore Ravens have a ton of momentum right now. They look fantastic. So give me Lamar Jackson and the Ravens as they host the Texans. Give the Texans their 4. I'll take Baltimore.
All right. That's
Mike's
on. Mike's on. All right. That's pick number 2 for you. Pick number 2 for me. We're going to go to the Monday Night Affair. I'm going to take the Chiefs with Mahomes back at quarterback, laying the 4 on the road in Los Angeles against the Chargers. Rivalry game, an old AFC West showdown, no question. Chiefs coming off a road loss last week against Tennessee. Love that angle from a Kansas City perspective. And they need it. I mean, they're not running away with anything in that AFC. They still have hopes of getting themselves to a Super Bowl come February. And they need to find a way to win this football game. Chargers have played better as of late. Not going to deny that. I don't trust that Kansas City defense. Don't disagree in any way, shape, or form. I think Mahomes and the Chiefs put on a show on Monday night. Give me Kansas City laying the 4. That's pick number 2 for me.
All right. All right. I got you. All right. Well, where are we going to go here next? Last one for me. We're going to go out to Oakland where the Bengals, Cincinnati Bengals, are coming into town. The Bengals are plus 10.5, Moose.
Yes.
Yeah. They are on the road and they are getting 10.5. I'll take the Raiders. I'll take Derek Carr and Jacobs. I'll take the Raiders in this thing here. I think it's going to be but do you have 10? You have 11 or do you have 10.5? What do you have?
I have 11.
Yes, I guess I'm the one side I was looking at. All right, whatever. So let's
go 11.
Give them 11. Yeah, you can give Cincinnati 11. You can give Dalton 11, Finley, all those guys. 11. Joe Mixon, give them 11.
Yes.
That's okay. You can take the 11. I'll take Jacobs. I'll take Carr. I'll take the Raiders all the way here in Oakland. I like them in this thing. They're going to go 6-4 after this game, and the Bengals will still have a donut. The Bengals will be 0-10 at this thing. Give me Oakland all the way.
All right, you like the Raiders. That is pick number 3 for you.
I think
all
they say to cover in the business.
Correct. That's Raiders to cover the 11.
That's
how
in the business. Right.
I'm going to take the Carolina Panthers. I'm going to lay the 4.5 at home against the Atlanta Falcons. I think this line's a little bit of an overreaction to what we saw last week between the Falcons and the Saints, the stunning victory by Atlanta on the road in New Orleans. Carolina went into Green Bay in the snow, played a very, very representable game, and could have found their way in overtime if McCaffrey scores on 4th and goal and they get the 2-point conversion late. They don't. They come back home. The Falcons, even with how they played last week, still have issues. Make no question about it. Carolina needs the game. They're 5-4. They got to get themselves to 6-4. They want to remain relevant in terms of a playoff spot in that NFC. Give me Carolina laying 4.5 for Kyle Allen and the Panthers. That's pick number 3 for me.
All right, so there you have it. So you want to go through the list?
Yes. My 3 picks. Chiefs laying 4. I'm taking the Panthers laying the 4.5 and the Saints laying 5.5. Those are your 3 picks. From my perspective, week 11.
Pats? Taking the home dog, the Eagles, with their plus 3.5 over the Pats. No, it's not a popular pick, but I'll take the Eagles in that thing with my points. I got the Ravens laying 4 over the Texans. I'll take the Ravens. And then you got the Raiders laying 11 to the Bengals. I'll take the Raiders.
There you have it. Your Week 11 NFL picks. Taz and the Moose with you on this Friday morning. We come back. We got the undercard for you as we wrap up a busy week for us right here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Pete out in Long Island, New York. Heard Bawami was answering the Ask the Pros again. What a stud. Okay, so here's my question. Was it fair for the Knicks fans to boo KP last night? That's Kristaps Porzingis to you and me at Madison Square Garden as the Mavs fell to the Knicks. Was it, Bawami?
Wow. New level here. He's a pro now?
That is a wonderful question. The Knicks fans should be booing themselves, not anybody else, as you must.
There you have it, short and sweet from Bawami.
Wow.
The Knicks fans should be booing themselves, Taz.
Hold on a second. Let me get this straight. So we have Bawami now is one of the pros. He's part of Ask the Pros, Taz?
Yeah, he's an integral part of the show.
He's had a new deal for 2020?
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. Short and sweet for Bawami. Yeah.
Well, that's what he has. He doesn't, you know, he's a day rate guy. He's paid per appearance. He don't get paid by the minute.
Day rate.
He's a day rate guy, bro. You know what I mean? No guarantee for him.
Here's the undercard.
Taz and the Moose present the Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, Mike, what do we got?
All right, so the Bears and Rams play on Sunday Night Football. Chicago 4-5 on the year. LA 5-4. Who do you think's had a more disappointing season?
Rams.
I'd agree.
More expectation on them, you know, especially with Goff signing his new deal at the beginning of the year, a bunch of money and with the best defensive player in the game, and Aaron Donald, and you don't even hear nothing. Gurley, who knows, the knee, the not the knee, the this, the that. Yeah, the Rams.
I'd agree with you. I do think it's the Los Angeles Rams as well. You know, a little bit of a Super Bowl hangover, but they kind of dispelled that with the start that they got off to this year. And then all of a sudden the struggles, you know, they're in salary cap hell. They've really leveraged themselves to this team because of all the draft picks they've traded as well, Taz.
Right.
So it's a win-now team that's not winning. And you mentioned in terms of Goff, the regression there. They paid him, too. Yeah, I think the Rams are more of a disappointment than when you look at the Chicago Bears. I totally agree.
Yeah, totally. Yep.
All right, next.
I can't believe they just did that. Wow.
We've got Texans Ravens 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS on Sunday. Texans 6-3. The Ravens 7-2. Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. Who would you rather start your franchise with?
I would say Lamar Jackson. Just something about him. He's just explosive. Just Lamar Jackson. He's such a dynamic athlete. Lamar Jackson.
I mean, the easy answer would be both, right? I would still take Watson.
Really?
I would still take Watson.
Yeah.
But Taz, it's not one that I'm going to, as the cliche goes, die on the hill for. I could easily understand you taking Lamar Jackson. You love the way that he conducts himself. Well, listen, both guys, you will love the way both, you know, it's not a knock on Deshaun Watson. Now, Watson obviously has taken a ton of hits down there in Houston, and they've improved the offensive line. I think Watson's a better pure thrower of the football than Lamar Jackson.
I agree with that.
I think he's got a little bit better of an arm. That's why I would take Watson. However, I'm a little concerned about Watson, the hits that he's taking. But if I'm not factoring that in, I'm just looking at, you know, pure quarterback, it's very, very close. You can't go either way. But I'd probably still take Deshaun Watson. But I can understand why you think.
Yeah, you know, I agree with everything you said on the throwing part for sure. I just think that I just think that Lamar Jackson is tougher to prepare for. I just think
that's fair.
So unpredictable. I don't think
Carroll called him a nightmare.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
When they took on and Baltimore went into Seattle and handed it to that Seahawks defense.
Yeah. So it's tough to prepare for.
He can beat you with his legs, his arms, and I'll tell you this. The one thing that has stunned me, and I can't say it enough, is the growth that Jackson has shown as a thrower of the football.
Yeah.
A year ago, Taz, he looked like a high schooler trying to throw in the NFL. I mean, it is a night and day difference.
He's worked throughout the offseason. You can tell he's worked hard to just be more accurate and be more efficient with throwing and throw the ball harder and deeper. Kid's great, man. Kid's doing really well.
All right, next.
Alex Guerrero, Tom Brady's personal everything, says he believes Brady can play until he's 46 or 47. You think he'll do it?
Okay, Alex Guerrero shouldn't even have a platform to speak ever.
Brady is now, what, 43?
42.
I basically said the guy should never even talk.
Never speak. Oh, Guerrero, nobody knows Tom Brady's body better. Well, maybe Giselle does. Alex Guerrero.
Maybe.
Well, Brady and Guerrero are like frickin' frack.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've got the business together, the TB12 method, the avocado ice cream, no sugar, no alcohol, no nothing.
You remember Antonio Brown went into the deep TB12 facility, invited by Tom Brady.
Oh, my God.
Tom Brady wasn't there. And Antonio Brown went on his IG, I think it was on his Twitter. He video streamed
that he was in there.
And then Guerrero probably texted or called Brady. Just imagine how pissed Brady was when he knew that he was videoing in there.
Yeah.
Just imagine that.
Right. Well, Brady also invited Antonio Brown to live with him.
But that was before this happened.
I know.
Alex, get him out of there.
Point of reference. I don't know.
Get him out of
there's
there.
Some that look at and think that Brady wants to retire after this year. I think you've seen a regression in Brady. I don't think Tom Brady is playing another 5 years in the NFL.
No, he's not.
I don't see that. But
maybe he'll be a host here on CBS Sports Radio.
He could be. Never know. He does his spots with Jim Gray on Westwood One every week.
Maybe he's going to transition into radio.
They do interviews. Jim is a master interviewer. Next.
Are you ribbing me? Another freaking Bawami appearance?
No doubt.
Oh, my God.
Bawami is protesting last week's results. Changing a quarterback at the last minute is unlawful. This week, I will take the Bills -6.5 over the Dolphins.
Yes!
As you must.
Yes!
There you go.
Bawami has spoken!
I agree with him. Me and Bawami were on the same game a week ago. All of a sudden, Jeff Driscoll starting a quarterback. That game was over.
Yeah.
I mean, all Herald Chicago Bears. That game was over.
I was annoyed.
I agree. I was bothered by that. Bawami sent me a voicemail message. I mean,
Sent you a voicemail.
He did. Very angry at Matt Patricia.
My bad.
Yes. I will never forgive Matt Patricia.
Oh, my God.
What a disaster the Lions are.
All right, Moose, take care.
Taz, great job. Right,
thank you.
Mike, Pete, fantastic. Heller with the updates. Download that podcast, radio.com, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for listening all week long, everybody. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Till Monday. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.